Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Two for Tuesday. My privilege and pleasure to be here with you on a Tuesday afternoon, December 2020. Welcome, everyone. It is my honor to be here with you. The topic for today's Facebook Live is being relentless, and today's world does require being relentless so that you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. Eric Picard, how are you? Aaron Knight, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Andrew Monroe. Andrew, so good to see you. Give me a fist five, Andrew. Awesome being your coach for going on 2 years now. Lucy Curran, good to see you. Kira, how are you? So good to see you, Kira. I watched last night's episode of Yellowstone, for those of you who are fans. So welcome, everyone. Good to see you. Lori Benton, Cassiopa, Joe Casper, good to see everyone here this afternoon. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Topic for today's Facebook Live is being relentless. TC, how are you this afternoon? Eric, good to see you. Eric says, looking forward to coaching with me on Thursday. Yes, I'm looking forward to that as well. So being relentless means that you're in it. So the term thick of things, you're in it to win it. But most importantly, it means that you are in, you're immersed. You've moved into a state of immersion where you will not be denied. You will not go back. Ray Reynoso, good to see you, longtime client. Kira says she's in the flow. So being relentless means that you are in the pursuit of excellence. You will not be denied. You will not give up your sobriety. You will master your emotions. You will let go. You've moved into a state of consciousness where you've moved beyond win or lose, because where you are is not about winning or losing. It's about being your best. And that's what being relentless is. And for myself, I have been doing massive prospecting calls in the last few weeks, smiling and dialing, letting people go, having conversations with people, being in the flow, offering value, offering service, looking for the qualified buyer. I mean, that's relentlessness. Instead of sitting back and going, or making TikTok videos going like this and looking up and going like this and pointing over there and pointing over there. In a TikTok video, I'm just delivering it. I mean, relentlessness means the pursuit of your best, the pursuit of the energy required to be and stay. If you're in an overwhelmed body, if you're slow in your neurological network of neurons that wire and fire, thinking, analyzing, getting ready to get ready. Hi, Heather, good to see you this afternoon. If you're getting ready to get ready, if you're validating, justifying, explaining, and then your sentence structure is filled with buts. So that but cancels everything that just got said before, and everything that got says after but is a well-planned lie and it's an excuse. So welcome to this afternoon in relentlessness. And if you are relentlessness, if you are relentless, then you are ITF in the flow. Being relentless also means in a very relaxed body, you're able to multitask and you're not going balls to the walls. You're not overwhelmed. It's a very relaxed body. You're cerebral. You're in a relaxed state. It's that best athletic state that you ever had. It's that relaxed business state where you're in the flow. It's that edge that you've found. It's the zone. It's being able to be right here and right now, and you're able to be non-attached to people, situations, spaces, and places, because you're right here and you're right now. And in that right now space, you're able to hear what people mean. You hear what they say. Your energy is in a space of humility that you can't be rejected or abandoned. And you can't be humiliated in that level of humility because you've reached the state of non-attachment. I've attempted to teach this for people for years, and the enlightened people understand it. The addicted people want to go, yeah, but don't you think that you're being too hard? Don't you think that you're being too fast? Don't you think you're, no, I don't think. And I've also had many people say, does that make sense? Does that make sense? Does that mean, no, consciousness is not making sense. Consciousness is not winning and losing. It's not right and wrong. It's good and not good and bad. In consciousness, you're out of that duality. There is no duality because there's no double, because you're single and you're singly you and you're your best you. That's what relentless is. But if you do that with, if you try and do that from force, by God, I'm going to fucking do this. If it kills me, well, it could. Because that force state creates the analytical egoic ego that wants to justify, validate, struggle, be right, be a hardaholic, put all that force on, create outcomes that aren't favorable so you can justify the payoff of being disappointed, frustrated. This is difficult. This is hard. That's the egoic mind that wants to be right. And when you surrender that ego, so if you think I'm talking to you, you are correct, whoever you are. But if you will actually learn how to surrender that ego, that justified ego that wants to be right, that justified ego that wants to challenge a mentor or a coach or a speaker who's someone who's been there and done that, and they're attempting to give you the insight while your ego goes, no, I want to be in conflict with you. And see, that takes you out of being relentless, because you're spending more time being frustrated and disappointed than you are delivering service and value and being able to create results while living in the solution. And when you're able to live in that state of relaxed consciousness, you will attract your reality, people and situations that buy from you on command, that join you on command, that see your value, that want to compensate you, want to be a part of what you're doing. These are the people that you want to be of service and value to. Don Sharp, good to see you. Oh my God, there's some longtime friends and clients. Lisa Faye Pazanza has been my coaching client since 2014 consecutively. Don Sharp hired me back in that same time frame. So good to see you, ladies. Awesome to see you. Lori Benton, good to see you. Dana, good to see you. Relentlessness, relentless pursuit of excellence, relentless pursuit of mastery. That comes from surrendering. Surrender is not a white flag. Surrendering is letting go of the ego. It's letting go of the parents who traumatized you, the aunts and uncles who continue to put you in a position. I can't believe you're not doing this. I can't believe you're not. Why would you not want to comply? Why would you not want to do this? Why are you not wearing that thing on your face? I mean, when in that situation, you're able to breathe, release, and let people go, because you're more focused on being relentless than you are arguing with them. You're more focused on being in the solution than you are their problem. You're more focused on being your best you than letting them take you down to the lowest common denominator of character defects where you want to be pissed off, angry, frustrated, disappointed, right, and in the ring with someone. And then all you've done is just exhaust yourself. That's why when your enemy, so the people who are attempting to do what they're doing to us, we can't beat them head on. We have to beat them from the flank. So that's the term, keep your friends close, enemies closer. You never take your enemy head on. You take them on the side so you can see the view. They want you to take them on a frontal attack so that you're in their force. They want you to be their counterforce. But in your power, in your relentless pursuit of excellence, in your relentless pursuit of being your best. And this isn't about you winning awards and you walking the stages of life. That's for recognition. When you're in consciousness, you don't require recognition. You're more focused on value, service, being your best, offering quality, and being able to offer and coming from a place called love. And in love and prosperity and reciprocity, rather than anger, frustration, and disappointment, you're going to attract your vibration, a much higher caliber, quality, teammate, soulmate, customer, vendor, someone you can collaborate and create results in life with, or someone you can go to dinner with, and they're going to be in alignment with you. And then there's no political debate with these people, because they're not looking for a debate. They're looking for collaboration. And in that state of collaboration, you are you, and you are you. You are your best you. I was reading this last night after midnight tonight, Healing and Recovery. See this right here? I'm in a constant state of healing and recovery. I will cross over to my 34th year of sobriety in 2 weeks. On December 17th, I took my last drink. On December 18th, I had my first day of sobriety. 12 years ago, I started to experience sobriety and codependence. I have 33 years of healing and recovery in sobriety. I'm approaching 12 years, December December 9th was my sobriety date of codependency. And that's why I've attended Al-Anon, CODA, and meetings of that forum to be able to heal the restless soul that I've held on to. I'm a recovering enabler, over-obligator, pathological liar, serial cheater, drug addict, alcoholic, thief, thug, drug dealer. All of those situations I can take a look back on and let go. Separate my feelings from the events that shape them. That's acceptance, honesty, and those are important because I learned to channel my energy into being my best rather than being my worst. My common denominator as an addict, as I would end up at rock bottom, I'd make the great comeback, I'd come back, bottom out, go up, go down. It was exhausting. That's why I don't get exhausted. I don't get overwhelmed. I've taught myself that in the pursuit of relentlessness and excellence. So relentlessness isn't getting to the top, it's being your best. Success isn't about being at the top. Success is about value, service, and offering that to people. That's how the laws of compensation operate. And if you try and cheat that system, you're just cheating yourself. There are people who cheat the system. They do unscrupulous situations. They're not ethical. They take advantage of us. They want to hurt us, form us into gates and pods and situations like this. But we are relentless. We are a relentless group of enlightened souls who will not be denied. No matter what it looks like, we will not give in. We will stand the gaff because we are Americans, Canadians, Australians. This is not our first rodeo and it won't be our last one. We are relentless. We will not give in easy. We will not throw in the towel. We have stars and stripes and flags and we care about people in our country. We are coming together as a country in many ways that we never have. There's a collective consciousness of enlightened people who feel that. And they feel that pain and they also understand that behind that pain is the opportunity to experience love. And when you transmute from love and you let go of the pain, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. And just like Henry says, the art of war is know the terrain of the battle. That's what that means in context is in you start to understand yourself. You understand why you do what you do. So you're not in a state of denial going, I don't understand. You're not in TikTok videos going, look up there, look over there. And you're not in this overwhelmed state of worry, anxiety, fear, and doubt. You're here and you're now. And you don't focus on problems, you focus on the solution. You focus on the outcome so that you are not overwhelmed. And the more you understand that being relentless is a repetition and an experience, it means you're doing the same thing over and over, mastering the mundane, mastering your emotions, mastering being your best, not taking situations personal, letting go of what used to be frustration and look at it as experience. Letting go of disappointment and looking at it as developing your skills. Letting go of not getting instant gratification while you focus on being your best. And as you begin to do that, then situations begin, the energy shifts and people show up differently. Then there's a level of ease that begins to happen on command. And in that on command feeling, that on command situation, then there's a level of ease there's a happening. So it's in present tense. There's a flow to it. And then you start to have your share of recognition, your share of reward because you're not seeking it. You've let go of the rope. You've taken the gloves off. Your relentlessness is more about being your best for yourself so you can be your best for others. And when you put those two together concurrently, then you're not separate from, you're one with. What many people do is they focus on other people while not really focusing on themselves because they've been led to believe that that's selfish. Well, in reality, that's consciousness because if you're going to serve others, it's important you're able to serve yourself concurrently. So if you're out of balance in this, if you're in the 80-20 rule, like it's clear over here and you're doing all these things for everyone else, but your business falls apart or your life falls apart because you're serving rather than developing service, you're almost there but not quite. That way you never really get the prize or the ring, which keeps you disappointed. When you let go of the prize and the ring and what you think is success, then there won't be this relentless pressure that you put on yourself. Because success is not about pressure. Success is about the process. It's understanding the terrain. It's understanding the battleground. It's understanding who the enemy is. And most of the enemy you're going to fight with until you let go of fighting is going to be your ego. Your ego does not want to surrender. It wants to hold on. It wants to hold on to the trauma bond. It wants to hold on to the people that violate you. It wants to hold on to the events that shaped your feelings. And your ego will do its best to hang on. And it'll stay frustrated and disappointed. And it'll have three or four businesses that it holds on to. And you'll hold on to these people who you know you should let go of, but you don't. Because somehow they might turn around. They might be that next superstar. And you hold on to these stories and events that shaped your feelings and don't let go. It is imperative today that you master the skill of letting go. It's the separation between feelings and events. And when you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you are letting go. And that letting go becomes a skill. And when you're relentless at letting go, at learning that skill, then you will always be letting go. And in an always letting go state, you're able to adapt and adjust easily and effortlessly. I'm going to read some of the comments here. Aaron says, my desire to please others kept me from achieving my own greatness. Thank you. Lincoln, good to see you this afternoon. So if you're Tony, good to see you this afternoon. On this Facebook Live today, what I'm conveying to you is being relentless is not force. It's not hard. It doesn't come from angry. Being relentless comes from being committed. And your relentlessness is not, it's an energy that's relaxed. It's not forced. It's not a, by God, I'm going to do this if it kills me. It's, I'm committed to the process one day at a time. And in that process of commitment, you start to master a new set of skills. Don just says ease, grace, and flow. Thank you, Don. That's absolutely correct. That comes from years of mastering the discipline, from letting go, from talking yourself off the ledge, from not relapsing back into stuffing your feelings with food, drugs, alcohol, compulsive debting, spending, gambling, drugs, sex, and all the other situations that we use to take ourselves to the lowest common denominator that we can possibly be in, an emotion called apathy. Apathy and grief take us right down to death, the lowest level of energy that we stay in. And when we stay in that trauma bond of events that we hold on to, and then we stay in the denial of that trauma bond that we hold on to, we can't possibly change because we keep telling ourselves, I don't know, I don't understand, this doesn't make sense, I don't know why this happens to me, I'm a really good person. Being a good person is an asset, but being a good person while you're an addict is denial. And focusing on your greatness, focus on being your best. It's so much easier. Great is a lot of pressure to be the best. Focus on being your best one day at a time. Make your bed, brush your teeth, pick up your room, do the dishes on time, do your laundry. I mean, these are simple disciplines that if you can't master this, how can you ever be a millionaire? How can you ever master the moving parts if you can't master the bathroom and kitchen skills? I mean, you just can't do that. Just like Lucy says, you can't fake it till you make it. It's such an overrated statement. This isn't about being fake. It's about being real. It's about being developing skills, having mindset, service, and value. Those words will show up in your consciousness over and over. Servicing your clients, offering your best value, being attentive, paying attention, being focused, delivering situations on good, following through on your word, being your best you, answering emails, answering texts, following through, being honest, being objective, especially being honest. Don't tell people what they want to hear. Tell them what you can deliver. Tell them what you can commit to. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel overwhelmed. Let go of the shame that you hold on to about the events you held on to. Separate your feelings from events. Master the skill of accessing courage. Courage is not an emotion, it's a quality. You use courage as an accessible energy to rise above anxiety, fear, and doubt. It's not a how do I, it's an I am state. It's not something that you analyze. It's a skill that you master. Instead of dwelling on it, being overwhelmed, waking up in the middle of the night, Instead of waking up in the middle of the night, rest. I mean, you don't require waking up in the middle of night anxiety. That's going to happen because you're worried about outcomes that haven't happened. Focus on the service, the value, the results, the outcome, being your best. Focus on being your best husband, the best wife, the best father. I mean, you start to do this in a well-rounded situation so it's not isolated. I mean, the way you do one situation, it's going to show up in other areas of your life. Factor on being the best. Wipe your sink down, the best you've ever done it. Step back and look at it and give yourself a little acknowledgement for task well done. You don't require a medal or a trophy or walking across the stage for doing that. But if you can do those simple situations, you can do situations all around your enterprise, your business, and your life so that you can master the mundane. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you're on this Facebook Live today and you're a former client or existing client, I have a unique marketing value for you that it is a 20-hour coaching package. Feel free to reach out for me, to reach out to me, and I'll give you the content on a phone call. If you're a new client or just watching for the first time and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, go right up there and send me a message and I will respond to you within 24 hours. Thank you, Don. That is an exceptional compliment. I appreciate it. Love you, Don. It was my honor to be your coach many years ago and watch you move into a state of flourishment. I've watched so many of you transform over the years. I mean, some of you I've coached for 5, 6, 7 years, and I've absolutely watched you cross that barrier, that unconscious zone between anxiety, fear, and doubt, into courage and then into consciousness. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I'll be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific. Great to connect with you, and you have a great day.